Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Morning.
Can't hear out my headphones. Wait, there.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Here we go. Wait, let me put the
if I shout, maybe you can hear.
Green Day!
Here we go.
Green Day! Can you hear me? Green Day! Is that working?
Stop saying Green Day at me. You say Green Day at a Cam Manor once, and it's never forgotten. All right, I think, yes, they're working now. I can hear you. Okay, better. Producer Dave Old Swift, Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna and Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Producer Ellie, good morning. No, producer Mark Hypebeast Womble today.
And you'll leave half term.
No, I believe what I've heard is that he retired after the success of Clippity Clop. came up with Clippity Clop and thought, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, all done enough now.
I did have an idea of what to talk about in this first bit of the show, but I can't lie to you, I've got in late and I haven't prepared the thing I was going to talk about.
You had a very slow taxi drive. Yeah. Was it 20 miles an hour the whole way?
No, it wasn't the taxi driver's fault. It was the road getting out of Brighton was closed.
Yeah.
It was closed.
Oh, really? Wow.
So we had to go through all the houses. There was an exceptionally long load, not a wide load, long load that was closing the... I've never heard of that before, have
what
you?
What was on it? Right.
I think it was something to do... It's so boring. I think it was something to do with an electrical station somewhere. They were taking... like massive things to this place.
Right, and
it sure wasn't the Coca-Cola lorries for Christmas.
Could have been that.
A lot of time from the south coast coming north, you get those static homes being carried down and back and forth.
I see. No, it wasn't that.
So I thought it might have been one of them. This was like to get around.
It was put in the local press. Like you had to be mindful because it's been going on the last couple of days. It's
really?
Like a big thing. Yeah, big thing where I live, mate. But it's all happening just
news.
Outside Brighton. Yeah, and as you can tell from my description, I'm not entirely sure what it is. I think I said it's a big thing.
Pretty
and it's to
vague.
Do with electrics. Another great description there. You're welcome. So bear with me this morning. I'm going to play one song now and we'll hopefully get back on track. Everything will be fine. I can now hear in my headphones, so we're halfway there. Good luck for the rest of the show, me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Like I say, it's a Monday right now. Horrible, horrible morning this morning. It feels very dark. It's quite wet
out. Yeah, darker.
I wore my
cold,
big coat in.
Really
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, it's very chilly this morning when I got out and just before I got into the cab. Yesterday, though, where I was, it was really, really nice weather in Brighton.
Sunny, was it? Yeah.
It's bright and sunny. My favourite type of weather. Sunny,
lovely.
Really nice and sunny, but a little bit chilly in the air, but still nice. Mm. Didn't stop my 5-year-old going into the sea up to her knees.
Amazing.
But I think, I don't know if this is maybe not scientifically correct, maybe it's an old wives' tale, but I think is it the sea is warmer in like September, early October because it's had the sun on it all summer?
No, that doesn't sound right.
I think it's like 1 degree warmer at the end of the summer.
Maybe
isn't it?
1 degree.
Yeah, not noticeable.
Still,
it's not like
going into the sea in October. Go, well, you've got the sun.
It was like a bath in there. No, it wasn't. It was absolutely freezing, but not as cold as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't like awful
so
cold.
Did you go in as well?
Went in up to my
did
ankles.
Did you go head under?
No, just to my ankles.
I went head under on New Year's Day. A couple
head
of years
under?
Ago.
I love that phrase.
Diving straight. You've got to go all the way.
On
in
New Year's Day?
To get the full cold plunge.
What, in Hastings?
Yeah. Just
what
down
a
the
sight
road.
That was. Wow.
Yes, it's good. It really enriches you and wakes you up.
I do think, when I first heard people talk about like cold water therapy, I just missed it. But actually, I think it does. It does work, doesn't it?
Gives you a jolt.
I'm going to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
Just answer honestly.
Yeah.
Right. Do you or do you not own a dry robe?
I knew you were going to say that.
As if. I was one of the first people to speak out against the dry
you?
Robe.
All right,
the
okay.
Dry robe school run mums. Yeah. I've hated
you said that with such disdain.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's just madness, isn't it? If you haven't been swimming in the sea or open water, you can't wear one.
Exactly, It's not meant for the school run when you've been dry the whole time. Exactly. Listen, we want to hear about your weekends this morning. We want to do six-word weekend. We do this from time to time on this show. So can you boil your weekend down to 6 words and 6 words only? If you can, text them to us now. 81215 is our number. You can WhatsApp 0330123 1215. Save that number if you fancy. Then you can just message us whenever you want. 0330 123 1215. Tell us about your weekend in 6 words and 6 words only.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Breaking news from Old Swiss. Did you hear what he's saying in that last song?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Swiss, what did you just read?
Old wives' tale.
What did you just read? It's not an old wives' tale, mate. It's fact.
The sea is usually warmer in October than other months.
Told you. Come on.
But why?
Because the sun's been on it.
No.
Do we know why?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. I think the obvious conclusion to this is because the sun has been on it. That's what I'm thinking.
The only thing, I suppose. Yeah.
What else? How else is it going to be warm?
I don't know.
Some sort of Gulf Stream or some nonsense
yeah,
like that?
Yeah,
I'm not having it, mate. 81215 is our text number. You can also WhatsApp us at 0330123 1215. Can you sum up your weekend in 6 words and 6 words only, please? I'll go first before we go to the news in a second. My 6-word weekend is bus, 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 bus. My 18-month-old is obsessed with buses.
Oh, right? Yeah.
He stands at our window in our living room, which looks out onto a fairly main road and, crucially, a big bus route in the Brighton and Hove area.
Yeah.
And he is obsessed with buses.
Does he know the numbers?
No, he doesn't know the numbers. He's not quite there yet.
Ted's at that stage.
Well, he'll just say,
he knows the routes and the numbers.
He knows the routes.
Yeah, yeah. The kids are obsessed. Boys, young boys become obsessed with public transport.
I know. Yeah. I didn't see this coming because we've only got a young girl. He just could not care less about it like any normal person. And he doesn't know the numbers or the routes or anything, but he'll just say, "Hello, bus," or "Goodbye, bus," when the bus comes and goes.
Oh, nice.
But when one goes, he gets sort of bereft at the situation. Listen to this. This is a genuine clip of him, right? It's 23 seconds long. So let me just set the scene for you. A bus has just gone past the window. He's gone, "Goodbye, bus," and the bus has now driven off into the distance and he doesn't see it. And then he just sits there and does this, if it'll play.
"See your bus. Bye, bus. Bye, bus. Bye, bus.
God bless him. I thought we're going to have to take him to the doctors and get him reset.
So he's just saying stuck in a loop.
Yeah, no bus.
It's easier to say bus when you do see a bus than spend the 99% of your time saying no bus when there's not a bus.
You should switch it around.
That's the way he's doing it, right? We're just letting him do it that way. It's fine. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. We want your 6-word weekends, 8, 12, 15 to text. It's a mixed bag on the text and WhatsApp, isn't it, Matt? it really is.
Some of it unbroadcastable.
Oh,
really,
God, what's going on there, that one?
Yeah, I know.
God. It starts with home empty, and we'll
bleak,
leave it there.
Isn't it?
Yeah. This just says, this is an anonymous texter whose number ends in 517, "Moving house back, bloody killing me." Ooh. Can we say bloody?
I took my 3-year-old to the cinema for the first time on Friday. We went to see Bluey, and they say it in Bluey.
Do they?
Oh, really? Because it's Australian. I think their standards are a bit...
That's unnecessary.
You saw Bluey in the cinema? Yeah, so I had him for the day, and because Katie was at work all day, and so I was like, I'll try and find something to do, and I saw it at the cinema. They did like a kids club thing for like £3. I was like, that's a bargain. Yeah. And it was showing Bluey, and I was like, brilliant. And I thought it was a Bluey movie. It was 3 episodes of Bluey.
That's not a film, is it? Come on.
This says, this is one for you, Matt. "Beer smash foxes, beer you reds."
Simon. Yes. What a Friday night it was. Yeah, well done, Simon.
What's your 6 words, Matt?
Mine is happy beginning of British porridge season. This is a quirk of my... This is my father's quirk, right? Mm. When the clocks change, his breakfast changes, right? All British summertime, he has granola and fruit. Oh. And as soon as we move into Greenwich Mean Time, he switches it to cooked oats.
And you're porridge. Following in
his footsteps. And me and Bess always celebrate it. We mark the occasion from now on. Every year, we'll say, "Happy beginning of British porridge season." Have a little bowl to celebrate.
Have a little bowl to celebrate. Wow, what a lovely insight.
Yeah, it's
there.
A weird little quirk of his, but like one I'm going to mark forever.
That's nice. What are you putting on your porridge?
I normally put a bit of banana and some blueberries and maybe a bit of golden syrup if I have it.
Treat yourself. Glenmore, what about you?
Well, aside from the cinema incident, my 3-year-old loves Pixies. I didn't know this, but last night we were watching, you know, it's like CBeebies Bedtime Stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black Francis from Pixies was doing one.
I saw that.
Yeah. And so obviously Elliot doesn't care who that is. It's just a bald man reading a book. But he starts off at the beginning. He goes, "Where is my book?" And Elliot lost his mind at this and thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I was like, how have you understood that reference? difference.
Wow.
How do you
that's impressive.
You're a weirdo. So sweet.
Did you play it? You should have played in the song and been like, this is it. And that would have absolutely made no sense.
Unless he was like, point. Yeah, if I play at the end of Fight Club, I know, Glenn, it's fine. Yeah.
So he's amazingly good at beating the intro.
Of course. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Your 6-word weekends, please. 8-12-15 is our text number. Hi to King Prawn Sean in Boreham Woods. Work, horses, alcohol, NFL, Johnny Walker. A lot of drinking going on this weekend. What's going on? Is everyone okay? Tony, a.k.a. Mr. Frosty, says, what is going on with this? Playing my vampiric laugh to people. Oh, yeah, Tony was one of our auditionees earlier last week.
Very good.
Vicky says, boxes, boxes, packing and more boxes. Loads of people moving, loads of people drinking this weekend. More, please. 8-12-15 to text. You can WhatsApp us, 0301-23-1215. We've heard from everyone on the team, apart from Anna Geary. What's your 6 words, Anna?
Adele, Celine, Vegas, beautiful, cried lots.
you didn't go.
I did not go to Vegas. I had a very quiet weekend and I just watched the most beautiful moment. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I have not seen it.
I read about it. I haven't seen. Is there a video doing the rounds?
There is a video. Oh, it is just gorgeous. It is basically Celine Dion turned up to Adele's residency in Vegas and Adele found out she was in the crowd, and Adele is a huge fan of Celine Dion. I don't know if you guys know this, but she has like a framed bit of chewing gum from Celine Dion. That's one of her most prized possessions.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Honestly, she got it from James Corden because he did a carpool karaoke with Celine and got it for her.
So she's what? Taken it out of her mouth, put it into James Corden's palm, and he's had to hold on to it.
He framed it and gave it to Adele as a gift.
Oh my God.
Because she's such a big fan. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm a fan
girl. It sounds like she's trying to steal her DNA. And I've got one hair from her head as well.
I smell a great text in for a future show. Whose chewing gum would you keep? I believe we can hear this moment that Anna's been obsessed with. How many times do you reckon you've watched this over the weekend?
Oh, I think I've watched it definitely more than 30 times.
30 times.
Okay, let's hear that moment, shall we? Oh, it's not going to play again, is it? It's not going to play.
The moment where she spots her.
Mid-song.
Oh, so she stops singing.
She just stops singing.
She stops singing.
She's got tears
it's
in her eyes.
It's ruined the gig for me. I love this song.
She's gone.
Here you go. She goes into the crowd to find her and give her a hug over the barriers.
Oh, really?
This is definitely more of a visual thing.
So wait, she's halfway through the song, she just starts, she gives up on the song and starts crying just because she saw Celine Dion.
What if it's like an M. Night Shyamalan film? They put on the whole concert to trap Celine Dion.
I love how you've taken this so dark so quickly.
It's Halloween, man. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Matt Dyson. Yes. There's been so much social activity over the weekend. What's been happening?
Hasn't there? Well, Ray Gunn out. Outfits have been done to death now pretty much for Halloween. That's obviously the Australian breakdancer who went viral at the Olympics. There are lots of people dressing up like her to go out trick-or-treating, which is very nice and very funny.
I like that. I saw lots of Donald Trump at McDonald's as well.
Yeah. That was a big one. That's a big one this year, certainly. But someone has stepped up the Halloween references over the weekend by doing the French pole vaulter from the Olympics. Now, you remember him? He's just about to get over the pole and then he accidentally caught it on his lower region.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
So a guy's wearing the French leotard with a pole through the middle of the sort of groin area and he walks around like that. That's his costume.
Wow, that's quite incredible. If you haven't seen that, quite worrying though, to explain that.
Yeah. So it also looks quite hard to get on a bus, I think, with that pole.
Or be at a party just knocking over everyone's drinks.
Yeah. No, I've not seen many people do the Turkish shooting guy, the casual guy.
He was amazing.
Not seen many people try.
There's just too much respect for him.
Don't want to mock him. And then Gary Neville's got another food hack. That is how I'm labelling it. So we know about Neville on the social ammo. When he talks about food, he's generally quite bizarre. His famous potato rant, you may remember.
The only potato I like is chips, fries. I don't like, mashed potato, jacket potato, boiled potato. Dauphinoise potato, Parmentier potato, all these things that are new potatoes. Just cut them, fry them, stop putting truffle and oregano on them.
It's like a rant, that one.
Goodness me.
Now he's been doing another one of those video podcasts where he sits around with other pundits and they sit around by some fake croissants and they drink coffee and chat, which is where they all have to be set now for some reason.
Yeah.
And he's acting like he invented dipping a biscuit in a cup of tea. Okay. As you'll hear, he genuinely thinks he's come up with a new thing. It's bizarre.
A full pack of custard creams dunked in tea. Have you ever dunked a custard cream in a English breakfast tea with milk in? Has anyone ever done that?
Has anyone ever done that?
Unbelievable. Literally, one, just below your finger, just get it below your finger and then go and straight all in.
Yeah. What do you say? As if there's a knack to it as well.
Yeah, I know.
You want to have your palm flat.
Yeah. Like there's technique involved.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yes, that's been happening forever. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Everyone does it. It's a radio text in pretty much every week.
Yeah, believe us, we know about it.
It's madness that he thinks he's invented this. But next he's going to say, like, get a tin of beans, right, make some toast, and pour the beans on the toast. It's amazing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000 is back a week today. Five celebs, £5 is happening in the meantime. And playing this morning on line number one is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hi,
hello,
Kevin.
Hello. Where are you today, Kevin? What are you up to?
I'm in Cheshire today. I've got the day off work. Taking my partner to the dentist.
Yeah, make a day of it.
Yeah, wow. How lovely. What do you do as a job?
Forward to it.
Oh, I bet you can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be loads of fun and screaming and drilling and everything else.
What do you do as a job, Kevin?
So I'm a driving instructor for the police.
Ooh. Oh, wow, nice. That's advanced level then, isn't it, for the police, surely.
Yeah.
Do you have to teach, like, I'm going to call it car chase driving?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Or is it not that high
absolutely.
Level?
Where you get the lights out?
We do teach all that, the pursuit is what we would call
pursuit.
It.
Pursuit, blues and twos, blues and twos. Do you get the light out still and stick it on the roof?
Yeah, so my...
Do you still want to do that still?
My dad was a fireman
for his... Try and keep it shiny side up.
My dad was a fireman for his whole working life, right? And we used to have in, like, our glove compartment a little blue light that
you
plug into the cigarette lighter and then put it off his car.
Amazing.
It used to be so exciting. That's not the case anymore, is it, Kev?
They still exist. There is a place for them, yeah.
But not into a cigarette lighter, surely.
No comment.
We've uncovered some sort of mystery with police driving. Okay, let's move on swiftly. Let's see who you're going to play with this morning. Let's roll the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Ooh. Oh, it's Geary. Off she goes.
Good luck. That's two of us from Cheshire, by the way.
Yes. Well, maybe thank that you. Will help.
So maybe this will help. Good luck, Kevin.
So,
thank you very much.
I wonder if Gareth is one of the names because of Anna's mission.
Love
she loves
Gates.
Gareth Gates. She wants some Gareth Gates chewing gum earlier, she said. She left the studio, Glenn.
She is gone.
Okay, she's gone. Kevin, are you ready for your names?
Yes, I am.
All right, good luck, mate. I'm going to give you five first names and you give us a surname to make up a celebrity's name and hopefully we'll match all five with Anna and you'll win £5. And Old Swiss, our producer, will have another excruciating meeting with Keith from finance. okay. Name number one. This is an easy get. Sherlock is name number one.
Holmes.
You've got to go with Holmes.
So I didn't know
we did fictional.
I didn't know we did fictional characters.
I think producer Dave has been so rattled
this seems
by
like
the
a
£5.
Misstep. This seems like a misstep.
don't question the wisdom of Old Swiss.
I can't believe that.
We've gifted Kevin an answer, so it's not bad. Okay. Name number two.
Like Optimus.
Well, maybe we should do fictional characters and just throw the whole concept out the window and start a new one, shall we?
Ooh, you're angry today, aren't you?
We want first names, don't
okay.
we?
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, just it's fine. Name number two, Kevin, is Jamie.
Please say that again.
Jamie is name number two.
Jamie Oliver.
Yes. That's it. We're back on track.
Name number three is Sue.
Perkins.
Yeah. Again with a fictional character.
Yeah.
Fourth name is Mark.
Mark Wright.
Oh yeah, good, yeah, I think that's a decent shout, yeah.
And the fifth name is Olivia.
Oh, I can Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it came to him. It came to him, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good... These are good names. Very good set. Good names. All right, Kevin, stay there. We'll try and match all five with Anna next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you don't know, on this show, we have two separate studios. So a lot of the team in one studio, Anna and Glenn, are in a separate studio. I call it the Booth of Truth. It's like a studio that cannot be entered because the truth remains in there because they've got to read the news in there. I wish I was in the Booth of Truth right now because off air for that last song, Anna and Glenn, the whole team have been talking about butter beans. Expensive butter beans.
Yeah.
Producer Eddie bought
a
jar. You buy these, don't you?
We do get them, yeah. A jar of butter beans.
Yeah, £4 they cost, a jar of butter beans.
That's £4.
Yeah.
But you can reseal the jar, put them in the fridge, and then use them another day. So it's quite handy.
Still the same amount of beans.
It was a boring conversation off air. It's even worse. Although, having said that, Kevin could buy one whole tin of butter beans if he wins £5 this morning.
And put a pound towards a second tin in the future.
Exactly. Let's see if we can match his five names with Anna Geary right now. Let's welcome him back to the show. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your position on butter beans, Kevin? You a fan?
I'm middle of the road.
Yes, you're right. Would you find yourself spending your prize winnings on some butter beans?
Probably not, no. I've been looking forward to putting the heating on for 20 minutes instead.
That's right.
Great use.
Actually, that's a good way to spend the money. Yeah, it's probably the best way I've had in a while. All right, let's see if we can match your five celebrity names with Anna Geary. Anna, are you ready?
Yes.
First one, this is easy. Sherlock.
Holmes.
Yes. Second one. I think this is in the Anna Geary wheelhouse. Okay. Jamie.
Dexter.
Whoa.
I mean, I love you've gone for a rival radio host.
I was just dropping a bold
and, move. And it's wrong.
I really respect it.
What a gamble.
I can't believe you said that.
Jamie Oliver is what Kevin went for.
Yeah, the biggest Jamie.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's number one Jamie, surely. Kevin, I'm sorry, no heating for you, mate. Disappointing.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Let's see.
Ask Theakston for some heating. See if he'll give you £5. He won't.
I touched a nerve. I'm so sorry.
Okay, name number three is Sue.
Barker.
No.
Oh,
Perkins.
Yeah. Good Sue, though.
Barker's probably bigger than Perkins, though.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, okay.
Perkins is the biggest. Yeah. Followed by Barker, then Pollard.
Okay. You said it like it was everyone knows that, you know. Name number four is Mark.
Oh, Mark. Famous Mark.
Any
rival DJs?
Yeah. He actually is.
He is.
He's a rival DJ.
A rival DJ?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, don't.
Really just say whoever
you
want.
Don't get bogged down in that.
Do you know, you can void this
Mark
one.
Mark is a big.
Are we allowed to void?
You can't.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
The game's gone anyway.
No comment.
Mark.
No comment.
Ruffalo.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's good.
No, Mark Wright is what Kevin went for. Mark Wright.
Yeah.
Fifth and final name, Olivia.
Newton John.
Ooh. I thought Kevin was going to go for that. He went for Coleman.
Yeah.
What do you think? Newton John bigger than Coleman at the moment? I think Coleman's bigger,
so,
right?
Yeah, now. Nice
Greece bigger than Peep Show, I'd argue.
Yeah, that's true. internationally. I don't know about this.
And physical bigger than the Bev and Kev advert.
Kevin, sorry, no £5 for you, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a great day off. Enjoy taking your partner to the dentist.
Thank you very much.
Oh, bless him. Well, great news for Old Swiss, though, because no second meeting with Keith, just that first meeting.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Loads of Halloween parties happening over the weekend. I guess more next weekend, because it's Thursday Halloween, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're going to put on a little spooky radio drama in honour of Halloween. I like to do these in my spare time, so we're bringing this to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Last week, we auditioned parts, didn't we? Got some good parts for this.
Great sound effects, parts, yeah.
Some sound effects as well. We have a location. This was suggested by Mike, the old Absolute Radio building in One Golden Square. We also got you to text in your irrational fears to make up part of our story. But we need a proper bit of plot, don't we? So I asked the team to go away this weekend, go home and have a little think about an idea for a plot. Anna was not impressed when I asked this on Friday. Let's just remember what she said. If this won't play.
It's just, you know, we don't usually get homework.
Sounds so upset. Have you gone home and thought about this, Anna?
Yeah, I had to, didn't I?
Yeah, okay.
Had to, yeah, you're contractually obliged to. Sorry about that, mate. Sorry for ruining your weekend. Although, from what I hear, you were just sat watching Celine Dion and Adele, time well spent, I think. Matt, do you have a plot idea?
Yes,
I do. Okay, hit us with your idea.
Outline. Well, I've gone too far here, but I've sort of done a sort of scene-setting opener, if you want.
Okay, yeah, give it to us, yeah.
Okay. Silence, I think we start with. And you can add live sound effects if you want.
Right. I didn't realize this could happen. I'm excited, the work you've put in.
We open to eerie silence, which is shattered by the loud clank of a bolt locking the front door of the abandoned One Golden Square. You might not have that sound effect, right?
No,
we hear the footsteps of Bernard, the security guard, walking back to his empty front desk, and we then hear his inner monologue. Just me and my milk. Another night together. Because we hear him pour one bottle of supermarket semi-skimmed into another in a bizarre bid. Thank you. In a bizarre bid to somehow
extend...
That's
some very thin milk.
Yeah, very thin. Hoping that it will somehow extend the use-by date by mixing them together. So every night, Bernard walks around the empty building, and then he keeps hearing these noises from the basement, like laughter, scary laughter, a woman saying creak, a demonic voice singing about how it loves Nutella and stuff, right? And he keeps hearing this. And then he Googles it, looks up, finds it. It's a plague pit. Golden Square used to be a plague pit, right?
This is all based on a true story, because it's based on some reality.
Yeah, so
with milk.
It was where they used to bury the dead during the Black Death of the 14th century. So we presume that's what it is. It's just the tortured souls of the victims
basement.
But no, but really here comes the twist.
Okay, yeah.
He goes down to investigate with a torch, and it turns out that in the basement, the eerie laughing voices are not demons and ghouls, but actually representatives from a rival commercial radio company looking to purchase the site and make it their broadcast headquarters.
Oh, wow.
Big twist. No one saw coming.
All right, that's Matt's idea. Here's mine. Less in-depth than that. I've just sort of written a brief synopsis. It's as follows. Radio rival Gok Wan has kidnapped the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show team and is holding them hostage in the abandoned Absolute Radio building.
Nice.
The only surviving member of the team, Matt Dyson, must battle his way through the haunted floors of the building to free the team.
Wow.
Thoughts on that?
I'm his sugar face. He'd never hold
me. You've heard of Leatherface. This is sugar face. This is the new Halloween icon.
So I'm just like, my face is like covered in golden syrup.
If you missed this last week, let me explain. Gok has a little nickname for Matt, which is Sugarface, isn't it? He often pops in to see us. He's on Magic Radio Breakfast Show, which is like two studios down, isn't it? So that's my idea. That's your idea. Okay, we've had two ideas so far. We're going to get Glenn and Anna's idea in just a second, and then we're going to ask you to vote on your favourite.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This idea, but the twist is Bush and Richie are in the basement looking for their tea tray. Those boys are obsessed with tea trays,
aren't they?
Ben, your idea can make a new board game for Christmas, says Linda from Cambridge. Already thinking about merch. That's where we are. That's how great the idea is. So Matt's idea is Milky Bernard is... what was he doing, actually, in the basement? He's looking for...
He just checks the route. Every night he has to walk around and check everything.
Okay, but it's a rival radio station in the basement. Yeah. My idea is that Gok Wan has stolen the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show team. Matt has to get us back from our abandoned studios. Anna Geary, what's your idea?
So it's another... Bernard milk seems. So the milk that Bernard has mixed up so much has turned him into a vampire. And
no further questions.
Wow,
and
several
celebrities, including Rick Astley, Arthur Christmas and Ollie Mears, who hadn't realised we moved to Euston, have turned up, and now he's turned them into vampires with his milk.
His lust for lactose continues in the dark of the night.
Okay, I'm gonna write down milky zombie celebrities. Is that pretty much
great?
Right?
You'll love it.
Okay, Glenn, what's your idea?
Well, Bernard loves to mix his milk together and conduct his milky experiments. Yeah. He decides to create a device a bit like in the film The Fly, where he can sort of mix the milks together. It's easier.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, obviously, in The Fly, Jeff Goldblum gets trapped with a fly in the device. And then what happens is he gradually turns into a fly. What annoyed me was that the film never really focused on the fly that was gradually turning into Jeff Goldblum. So while Bernard accidentally gets trapped in there with a pint of milk, there's a pint of milk turning into Bernard, and Bernard's also turning into a pint of milk, and both of those things are happening.
That's amazing.
The idea is frightening me just thinking about it. I couldn't sleep last night.
Wow.
Okay, we've gone quite heavy on our former security guard, Bernard. And
it's all we've got to work on.
He's the only person left in the building.
He's the only person left in the building haunting the halls.
Wow.
Okay, so there are four ideas. Glenn, how would you sum up your idea in sort of four or five words?
Four or five words?
Yeah, milk, Bernard
turns into milk.
It's The Fly, but for milk.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's better. Milky, I put The Fly turns into milk. Okay,
milky.
Okay, so there are our four ideas. We'd like you to vote on your favourite. Which one would you like to hear? There's Matt Dyson's laughter from the basement. There's Gokwan kidnapping the Absolute Radio breakfast team. There's celebrities as zombies. And there's The Fly, but with milk. That's Glenn's idea. Who would you like to hear? Whose story would you like to hear? You can text now. Anna, Glenn, Ben or Matt, cast your vote, and one of those will be made this Thursday in time for Halloween. Whose story would you like to get made? Anna, Glenn, Ben or Matt, text one of those names to 81215 or 0330123 1215. This is in your hands now. Just one name, Anna, Glenn, Ben or Matt. It's up to you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
No Dave Berry for this week, so it's Ben Burrell here. Dave is back next Monday with Five Words, Five Grand coming back with him. Meantime, this week we're putting on a spooky radio drama in time for Halloween. You've been helping us out with this. And today you've been voting for whose idea you like best for the plot, for the actual story of the thing. So thanks for getting involved on 81215. Let's just recap. Matt, your idea was Bernard, our former security guard, goes down to the basement to investigate some chuckling down there. Turns out to be a rival radio company. My idea was Gokwan has kidnapped the Absolute Radio breakfast show. Anna's idea was simply milky-based zombie celebrities. And Glenn's was The Fly, but with milk. I can tell you, we have a winner, OK? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Brace yourself. Our dear listeners liked one idea more than all the others, right? That's a good idea as well. Okay. The team member who has won and whose story we are going to make this week for a spooky radio drama is... Prepare yourself for zombie celebrities. Anna Gill!
Yeah!
What have we done?
Yeah.
What have we done?
Milky vampires.
Milky vampires. Yes. Celine Dion surely will have to make an appearance now.
And maybe Adele.
Gareth Gates chewing gum.
We can have Gareth in there. Okay. I can't wait.
So it's going to be lots of celebrities who have been infected by our former security guard Bernard's bad milk, and that's made them zombies. Cannot believe we're getting paid for this. Okay, so we need some celebrities, don't we?
We do.
Specifically Rick Astley, wasn't it?
Rick Astley, I said.
Okay, well, let's turn back to the Dear Absolute Radio listeners, and let's ask if you can do a good celebrity impression but make it a little bit zombie, then send us a little WhatsApp voice note on 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. If you have any good celebrity impression in your locker, give it to us via a voice note on 0330 123 1215. Feel free to like zombify it a little bit. So for example, Matt, if I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud, Professor Snape, for example, if he was
a paid
friend. Very good. Very good. Who's clapping? Anna's clapping. You're already in, mate. You've been cast. If you can do a celebrity impression, we want it on a little voice note, please. 0330 123 1215. Send it to us now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Once again, quite a mixed bag on the text, I think. I heard Old Swiss, one of our producers here, say a lot during that last song, Unbroadcastable. That's Unbroadcastable. We want you to do a celebrity impression for us. We need some celebrities for our forthcoming spooky radio drama. If you can do an impression of any celebrity, really, doesn't matter who, 0330123 1215 is our WhatsApp number. Record a little voice note for us and send it to us now, 0330123 1215. I think we should probably give a line that people can say in that celebrity's impression.
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
Maybe something like, come and get your milk. Because our story is based around our old security guard, Bernard, who had an obsession with moving milk around the building. So come and get your milk is the line we're looking for. Can you do that in a celebrity impression? If you can, 0330 123 1215. Send us a WhatsApp voice note right now. You have to be over 16 to do that. Anna Geary, if I was asking you to do a celebrity impression with the line, come and get your milk, can't wait for this. Come and get your milk. What celebrity would you do?
Oh, gosh. Right. Let's have a think about this. Who have I done on the show
before?
You've
done a great impression of the ferryman.
The ferryman. Oh,
okay. Can we hear the ferryman doing, come and get your milk?
Come and get your milk. Come and get your milk.
One of the greats. Incredible.
Just
incredible.
Completely encapsulated the ferryman there, yeah.
Clip that immediately, Old Swiss. We'll start playing that out on every single show from now on. A celebrity impression saying, come and get your milk. We want your celebrity impressions. 0330 123 1215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, you've done such a wonderful job with the social ammo already
so far this week.
But quite frankly, we want more. The people love the content and they want more. So give us an extra hit.
It's a great clip that's been shared with me a couple of times. We've had him on the social ammo before. It's a beatboxer from Singapore called Darnie. You may remember, you may have seen his work before on Instagram. He used to go around supermarkets and say like, cabbage, and it would sound like he was beatboxing.
Sounds like good content to
me. Well, now he's done a similar thing but in Poland, and it's gone viral because every word in Poland sounds like techno is how it's being sold. That's how he's selling it, right?
Yeah.
So he'll go around the streets of Poland asking people to say certain phrases and words, and it will sound like beatboxing. As you'll hear in this clip, the first one is wait.
How do you say wait in Polish?
Poczekaj.
How do you say it many times in a row?
Empty cabbage.
It's quite incredible.
Isn't he a wonderful, wonderful man sharing beatbox around the world? And I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later while I save you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, once again, before we finish the broadcast, we need to name the broadcast so people can find it and listen back to it on our Rayo app in its full fat, bloated entirety. Got loads of options taken from stuff we talked about on today's show. Bus, no bus is option.
Little Isaac, bus spotting out the window.
No bus. Then he goes, bus at the end.
He must love it when two come along at once. Does he get very excited?
He does love it. And sometimes we point out the express bus, the 1X bus. He gets well excited about that because it's in slightly different colours and it tends to go a bit quicker because it's express.
Great.
That's an option. A whole concert to trap Celine Dion.
Anna Geary's obsession with Adele and Celine meeting at a gig.
Yes, my 18-month-old loves buses. Anna loves Celine Dion and Adele. Mm-hmm. Gareth Gates, Bubblicious.
That's what Anna would frame, if she could. Frame a celebrity's gum.
Yeah, that's a bit rank, isn't it? We found out that Adele has Celine Dion's chewing gum on her wall. A bit of fun.
I don't know where that came from, but it sounds like it's to sum up the show, I suppose.
Yeah, sarcastic. Screaming and drilling and everything else.
That was a man on five celebrities, £5. Who took the day off to take his other half. To the dentist. What a man.
keep it shiny side up. That was another, during that call, for five celebs, £5, yeah, talking about putting blue lights on top of your car.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The biggest, Jamie.
Yeah, that was a debate we had during the competition.
Who's the biggest, Oliver?
Oliver, for me, yeah, definitely. Not the one that Geary said.
No. Probably shouldn't be voicing this one again, but here we go. Ask Theakston for some heating. Was we were talking about rival radio stations, yeah, during Five Slips, yeah, £5, yeah, weren't we? You've heard of Leatherface. This is Sugarface.
That was during the Halloween audio drama plot discussion.
Yes, you are Sugarface in the eyes of Gotwan and also in the eyes of me as well. Mm-hmm. Lust for Lactose.
That was Milky Bernard turning into a vampire, I think.
Yes, our former security guard obsessed with Milk. We're doing a radio drama about him. It's got a bit weird. Those are our options.
Yes.
Any of them?
You like? I quite like the line from Glenn about Leatherface and Sugarface.
You've heard of Leatherface?
Mixed up for Halloween. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
It's spooky season after all. All right, we're calling today's broadcast. You've heard of Leatherface. This is Sugarface. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon. You can also listen to it on various podcast apps you might have on your phone and or tablet. As I say, that'll be available very soon. We are back tomorrow morning from 6. We'll see you then.